Title: Compose an Amen Style Switch Up with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper Amen Style Switch Up in Ableton Live 12. The classic wait, what pattern is this? Moment, but we're doing it the advanced way. Automation as the main musical driver, and a CPU footprint that stays calm. The whole philosophy today is simple. One Amen source, one main drum rack track, one reverb return, and then we generate variety by automating a few smart controls and committing the fancy bars to audio early. No giant plugin stacks, no 10 parallel buses, no why is my CPU at 80% just for drum situation. First, quick setup. Set your tempo around 172 to 176. I'm going to sit at 174 BPM. While you're designing, do yourself a favor. Raise your buffer size. Something like 256 to 512 samples is totally fine. The goal is stability while you're drawing automation and auditioning ideas. We'll worry about low latency later. Now, grab your Amen break. Drop it onto an audio track. Open warp settings, and for that crisp, chop jungle transient vibe. Put the clip in beats warp mode. Set preserve to transients. If it gets a little too clicky or papery, enable the envelope and bring it up a bit. Somewhere around 10 to 30. That's usually the sweet spot where you keep the crack, but lose the nasty clicks. Next, we slice it once and we're done. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, and pick the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Now you have a drum rack with Sampler on each pad, each slice mapped, ready to be sequenced. Here's your CPU rule number one. Don't put heavy effects on every pad. You can absolutely do it, but it's the fastest way to a bloated set. Keep the per-pad simpler devices mostly stock, and do your processing on the track after the drum rack, and on return tracks. Now let's program the main groove for bars 1 through 8. Create a MIDI clip that's 8 bars long on the drum rack track. Build a rolling Amen pattern. Anchor the groove with strong hits around 2 and 4. Keep your main snare accents consistent, and then sprinkle in the ghost notes that make the Amen feel alive. The advanced part here isn't complexity, it's control. Instead of adding extra processing to create movement, do it with velocity. Put your ghost notes down around 30 to 60, and your accents around 90 to 115. If you want a fast workflow move, select a bunch of those ghost hits and shape the velocity lane quickly with option drag or alt drag. You're basically sculpting feel, not just volume. Also, a small tightening trick that costs nothing. On the most used slices, open Sampler and nudge the start position slightly. Tiny offsets can make the groove snap into place without any time stretch artifacts. This is one of those subtle pro things that makes breaks feel intentional. Cool. Bars 1 to 8 are your steady roller. Now we build the switch up for bars 9 to 12, and we're going to make automation do the heavy lifting. On the drum rack track, after the drum rack, add a small chain of stock devices. Auto filter, drum boss. Optionally a saturator for tiny extra density, and utility for quick gain and width control. Then group those devices into an audio effect rack. This is important, because we're about to create macros, and macros are how we keep this musical and fast. Make 4 macros and name them clearly. Macro 1 is sweep and it maps to auto filter frequency. Macro 2 is reso slash byte and it maps to auto filter resonance, and optionally a tiny range of drum bus drive. Macro 3 is smack and it maps to drum bus transients, and maybe a touch of crunch if you want it. Macro 4 is tone and it maps to a small saturator drive increase, and an output trim so the volume doesn't jump. Now, set some sensible starting points. For auto filter, choose band pass if you want that telephone. Different record tone. Choose high pass if you want urgency and thinness before the drop. Use a 24 dB slope so it actually shapes the sound. For resonance, keep it in a range like 0.7 to 1.3, but here's the key teacher note. Don't just map the whole knob. Constrain the macro range so your automation can't accidentally whistle out and ruin the snare. Macro range discipline matters more than another device ever will. On drum bus, keep drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15% depending on how hot your break already is. Set transients somewhere you can push, like plus 10 to plus 35. Boom is optional, but for tight jungle edits, I usually keep boom off unless I'm deliberately trying to add weight. And saturator, if you're using it, keep it very controlled. Soft sine or analog clip. 1 to 3 dB of drive and always compensate with output. You want character, not a flattened drum bus. Now let's automate the switch up in arrangement view. And I want you to think about this like DJ hands on a mixer. Fast move, tiny correction, hold, snap back. That's the shape. In bars 9 and 10, we build tension. Automate sweep so the filter moves upward, thinning the break or scanning across the mids if you're in bandpass. Bring Rizzo slash bite up slightly, just enough to emphasize that filtered edge, and push smack a bit so the edits feel cut and aggressive. Not maxed, just more than the main groove. Bar 11 is the edit moment. You want a stutter vibe for half a bar or a full bar. Easiest way, duplicate a small section of MIDI notes and make a denser pattern. More ghost hits, maybe a few quick doubles. Then do a classic filter gesture, make the sweep dip quickly, then jump, like a fast DJ flick. Give tone a tiny bump here too, like plus 1 dB of drive, just for impact. In bar 12, we set up the re-entry. Pull the filter back toward open right before bar 13. Reduce resonance and transient slightly, so the groove doesn't come back sounding brittle. The goal is contrast. Switch up feels processed and hyped. Then bar 13 hits clean and authoritative. Now for the classic jungle pitch talk flavor, but we do it the CPU light way. Here are your options, and I'll steer you toward the lowest CPU approach. Duplicate your bar's 9 to 12 MIDI region so you can experiment without messing up the main groove. Temporarily add a pitch MIDI effect before the drum rack, or pitch specific slices by adjusting simpler transpose on the pads you want to affect. Then automate tiny pitch dips, minus 2 to minus 5 semitones for an 8th note or a 16th, often right before a snare, or on a specific slice that has character. But here's the discipline. Once it feels good, resample it immediately. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record bars 9 through 12. Now you've printed the switch up as audio. Disable the temporary pitch device or undo the prepared tweaks you only needed for that moment. This is how you keep a big project responsive. Commit the special bars early, before CPU creep becomes your enemy. Quick coaching tip. After you resample, a slash B the printed version against the main groove. If the switch-up audio feels smaller, that usually means you clip too hard with saturation, the reverb tail is stepping on the downbeat, or your filtering removed too much body around 200 to 400 Hz, which is where the snare lives. Now we'd add one tasteful reverb throw. Just one. Create return A. Drop hybrid reverb on it, and keep it in algorithmic mode. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, predelay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't fizz all over your hats. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and high pass at 200 to 400 Hz. You don't want reverb bass. You want space. Then go back to your drum track and automate send A only on one hit. A snare at bar 12 is perfect, or a short moment at the end of bar 11. This is one of those moves that sounds expensive but is actually super efficient. One reverb instance, dramatic effect, clean mix. If you want to be extra clean, you can even gate the return so the tail doesn't blur the drop. Put a gate after the reverb, and either sidechain it from the drum track or just tune it manually so the reverb gets dramatic, but ducks out right before bar 13 lands. Now micro automation that screams jungle, with basically no CPU cost. Automate utility width very subtly. Keep drums mostly mono-ish in the main groove, maybe 90 to 110% width. In the switch-up, open slightly, like 110 to 130, then collapse back to around 100 at bar 13. That moment of widen then reset makes the drop feel bigger without adding anything. Another trick, change filter topology for contrast. In the switch-up, briefly flip auto-filter from high-pass to band-pass for a bar, then open it back up for the edit hits. That reads like an arrangement decision. Not just a sweep happening. And be careful with transients. Don't leave smack pushed the whole time. Automate it so it spikes only on the busiest moments. That keeps your ears from getting fatigued and keeps the groove from turning into brittle white noise. Now let's lock the arrangement into a reliable 16-bar story. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the main groove. Minimal automation. Bars 5 to 8. Small variation, maybe a couple extra ghosts or tiny macro movement. Just enough to foreshadow change. Bars 9 and 10, the tension build with filter and bite. Bars 11 and 12, the edit burst, pitch moment, and that single reverb throw. Bars 13 to 16, return to the main groove with one subtle variation. My favorite basically free variation is a reverse hit right before the return. Duplicate a snare slice to a new pad, enable reverse in simpler, and place it once, right at the end of bar 12 leading into 13. Do it once. That's it. It's a signature, and it costs nothing. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. If everything is automated all the time, nothing feels like a switch up. Pick two or three hero moves, usually, filter motion, transient emphasis, and one reverb throw. That's plenty. Don't put reverb on the whole break. It kills punch and it's a CPU tax. Throw it on a return. Automate the send, and keep your low end clean. Don't overdo resonance. If the filter starts whistling, it's stealing focus from the snare. Lower the range, or constrain the macro mapping so it can't even get there. And don't stack transient shapers. Drum bus is enough. Automation is the trick, not more devices. Now a quick mini practice routine. Give yourself 15 minutes. Build an 8-bar main amen groove. Then create a 4-bar switch up using only 3 things: auto filter cutoff automation, drum bus transient automation, and 1 reverb throw. Once it feels good, resample bars 9 to 12, disable the extra edit stage devices you no longer need, and then play the whole 16-bar loop while watching the CPU meter. The goal is no spikes during the switch up, and bar 13 should feel like a clean return. If it doesn't, shorten the reverb tail, reduce resonance, or pull back transients right before the downbeat. Final recap, so you know exactly what you achieved. You built a proper amen style switch up where automation is doing the musical work, tension, impact, release. You stayed CPU light by keeping processing on the bus and returns, using macros with constrained ranges so the automation stays musical, and resampling the special bars into audio early, so the set stays responsive.